This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Local musicians are trying to find new ways to connect with their fans as venues have been closed over the past several weeks. KSJD's Tom Yoder talked with Eric Nordstrom of Farmington Hill and the Lawnchair Kings about how he is coping while staying at home and what the future might bring for concertgoers and performing artists.
What have you been doing musically in the wake of all the venue closures and not being able to perform live?
You know, it was interesting how when this whole thing started, a lot of my bandmates weren't too sure what was going on, and we were all kind of unclear. And then when the stay-at-home order was given by the governor, that certainly was a sign to not practice anymore and just, you know, let this thing play out. So I have some bandmates who have significant others with autoimmune issues, and some other band members that are, you know, honestly quite old. And I think it was just, we don't want to put anybody at risk just to practice. And then in addition to that, we had some shows coming up. Farmington Hill was supposed to play at the Avalanche Brewery in Silverton. Lawnchair Kings had a gig at the Cidery, Fence Line Cidery in May, and those shows got canceled. And so there was a bit of a sense that we don't really need to practice, let's be safe. But now that we're going into the, what's it called, safer at home order, and honestly, I am really looking to the leaders on this whole issue as to how to even go about this. But at least Farmington Hill, we are talking about practicing again, trying to do some sort of social distancing, which I'm not sure how well that's going to work. I have a fairly big practice area, but I don't know if I can completely say we're going to be 6 feet away from each other. Might be a little bit different as we're singing into mics as far as trying to keep our air quality pure. I don't know. I think it's just going to be interesting, and I do worry about it a little bit as our social webs just start expanding. It just seems like we're all kind of going to be a little bit more at risk. On the other hand, of course, we're wanting to rock and play together again, and we miss it a lot. And I certainly miss live performances and the ability to connect with people. I think that's a big purpose of music, is to get people out and reconnected as a community.
A lot of musicians, or, you know, many musicians that I've seen, are doing a lot of the sort of virtual concerts from their living rooms and those kinds of things. Is that something that you've considered, or maybe talked to bandmates about, like, hey, we're not going to be able to get out and do live performances, but maybe we could do something like via Facebook Live or on Instagram or something like that. Is that something you guys would consider doing?
I think so. But I guess in my case, we just played at the Sunflower Theater, you know, just almost days or weeks before everything really fell apart in the country. So from that show, I have lots of videos made by RJ McKay, and I've been going through and doing a lot of video work, which takes a lot of time. And so I've been posting those videos on Facebook recently as kind of a way, I guess, of connecting with our fans.
Do you think this is going to change the way that we see music? Do you think there's going to be more of that sort of virtual kind of concert and less in person?
I think at some point this whole thing is going to be part of history, and we'll talk about this time, and I think our natural instinct is to be social, and so I see this all coming to pass. However, I will say that as far as big major music festivals, I know, like, for example, Pagosa Springs has been canceled. A lot of the Telluride festivals have been canceled. I think at least at this stage of the pandemic, I don't see large festivals happening anytime real soon. And that, to me, we'll probably need to be more at the final phase of saying we're done with this pandemic before we have a restart of the bigger festivals and gatherings, I would think. But I certainly hope we get to that point again. I personally love going to Pagosa. And, you know, my wife Shanti talks about how when she hears bluegrass music, it really chokes her up, because for her, that's associated with being with people and being outside and gathering.
I am curious to know a little bit about how you've been doing just over the past weeks, where, you know, everything's kind of slowed down. And in some ways, are you finding that there's a little bit of room for more creativity, or are you finding that you're finding a little bit of space to create in this time?
There is, I think, a sense right now that we, on some level, may have more time, and we're at home and we're thinking about our different little personal projects, and some of us are working from home as well. And at least this maybe is what I'm experiencing, and I'm guessing other people are. It's the sense of this anxiety of, oh gosh, I got to get all these different little personal projects, and I'm working at home, and sometimes it can feel pretty stressful at the end of it, and it doesn't seem like you're ever getting a break from either your personal stuff or your work stuff. So I really wish I could report that I've been writing songs and taking advantage of this in a real creative way, but at least in my case, that really hasn't been the case. It's been really nice to play with my wife and play guitar. That's been really welcome, and I certainly hope I can get to a point where I'm back to writing more music. But you know, on the other hand, I have, like I said, I've been working on the videos to compile that, and I guess that's been sort of an expression of music. And then we Launcher Kings, we've had a project at Scooter's Place that we recorded over a year ago that we still need to release as a full album. I started a solo project down in my recording area about a year and a half ago, and I'd like to get that rolling too. So I have an endless list of different projects, but I guess getting back to that sense of you have all these things that you'd like to do, but you don't seem to still have the time to actually do it.
I think a lot of us are thinking, oh, our favorite musicians are sitting around composing new songs right now and taking advantage of this time off from performing. But just like anybody else, you guys have a lot going on in your lives, and that's not necessarily the case. So I appreciate the honest answer.
Well, and then you think about even just doing something simple like going to the grocery store, as we know now, that's a process. It's just like every little thing. I have a sense that I'm not the only one out there that's feeling a little bit burnt out right now, just trying to keep it up with all the information and communication right now.
Well, Eric, thanks for talking to me for a little bit here. I appreciate your time, and good luck with everything going forward. We can't wait to see you perform live again.
Thanks so much, Tom. I do feel like at some point we're gonna have live music again, and things will be good.
Absolutely. We'll get there. We'll get through it. That's Eric Nordstrom, local musician who performs with the Lawnchair Kings, Farmington Hill, as a solo act and in various collaborations. For KSJD, I'm Tom Yoder.